In nearly 3 years since the outbreak of the Intifada, over 500 Israeli civilians have been killed, most inside Israel by Palestinian suicide bombers. On the Palestinian side, over 2,000 civilians have been killed, most in the occupied territories by Israeli soldiers. Yet, while many innocent people have died on both sides, not all are considered newsworthy in the American media.
There have been periods where almost no Israelis have been killed, and large numbers of Palestinians have been killed. Those periods have been referred to routinely by the American press as periods of relative calm. What that means is it's relatively calm if only Arabs are dying.
In August 2002, news outlets were reporting a period of relative quiet.
Relative quiet has held in the West Bank town of Bethlehem.
What the reports failed to mention was that during the same time period, 39 Palestinian civilians were killed. 24 of them were women and children.
The media presents the situation as being somehow there are victims on both sides, but the Israeli victims are nearer, dearer.
For example, when in March 2002, 29 Israelis were killed in Netanya by a suicide bomber, that killing was rightly labeled a massacre.
But how much the Palestinians may be suffering is not the main Israeli concern now. They'll be burying the 28th victim tomorrow from the Netanya Passover massacre.
However, when a few weeks later, at least as many Palestinian civilians have been killed, when Israeli forces invaded Jenin, an event that was widely condemned as a war crime by human rights organizations, American news outlets downplayed the event and questioned and dismissed the possibility of a massacre.
U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell said today he has seen no evidence of a massacre.
They're still digging at the rubble of Jenin, still trying to get to the bottom of what really happened here.
Palestinians claim that in Jenin, hundreds of bodies are buried under the rubble in the center of the town. The Israeli army says that the death toll there is only a matter of a few dozen.
In the American media, on television, of course, but even in sophisticated media like the New York Times, Israelis, whether they're Israeli citizens or settlers or soldiers, are presented in a very humane, human way, a way in which Americans can identify with them.
23 Israeli soldiers were killed in the fighting. One of them was Mark and Rena Robinson's 21-year-old son, Matanya. His name means God's gift.
There's a saying in Hebrew, God gives and God takes, and he took them.
You have, for example, an Israeli soldier who's on Palestinian territory shooting Palestinians. If he gets injured or killed, immediately you get the fullness of his humanity. You go to his funeral, you see his grieving mother or wife or child. You learn a lot, his name, his hopes, his dreams, where he came from, and so on. And yet you have, you know, hundreds and thousands of Palestinians killed. And you never get to know their name. You never get to see a funeral. You're not exposed to the grief of the family. You don't know that these children, probably many of them, were shot in their own homes, in their own backyards, or on the way to school. It doesn't matter. They become part of the abstraction. You know, 400 Palestinians killed, that's it. It's a number.
In the West Bank, a car explosion killed three Palestinians.
Six Palestinians were killed and 45 wounded by Israeli troops in various incidents.
There's no attention paid to the Palestinian victims. When an Israeli missile hits a building and kills collaterally a number of Palestinians, it's as if that's the price that has to be paid.
The F-16s leveled several Palestinian security buildings, killed 12 Palestinian policemen.
A funeral for a Palestinian killed with two of his children in an explosion yesterday.
There's no in-depth empathy. There's no superficial empathy for the fact that these were innocent people who are being killed.
In the West Bank town of Ramallah, an Israeli tank destroyed a pickup truck belonging to Abu Quaik. He wasn't in it. His wife and three of his children were. They were all killed, and so were two other children nearby.
This, you know, sort of blowing up of a car and using missiles against people who you know, raining death from the skies is something normal. It's part of the procedure.
The Israelis say they used the F-16s because they can do more damage. Tonight, they hit the Palestinians hard.
Tonight in Gaza, Israeli helicopter gunships lit up the night sky.
Israel attacked Palestinian targets with F-16 warplanes, killing 11 people.
So this normalization of the horror and the exclusion of the human dimension has become part of the ongoing policy.
About 20 Palestinians were killed today as Israeli warplanes, troops, and tanks targeted Palestinian militants. Israeli soldiers fired on Palestinians violating the military curfew. At least four were killed.
There are other ways of reporting on Palestinian victims. In fact, when you look at the British press, the ways in which the Palestinian victims are dismissed and downplayed in the American media, the ways in which their deaths are justified in American coverage, becomes even more glaring. A really clear example of this is the BBC story on six Palestinian kids killed by an Israeli booby trap and one the next day by Israeli soldiers.
Five small bodies on their way to the grave, carried shoulder high, a martyr's funeral in Gaza for the dead schoolboys. Sources in the Israeli government and security services have admitted they were probably the victims of an Israeli booby trap. Victims who died side by side, two sets of brothers and a cousin, all members of one devastated Palestinian family, the Alastals. Naeem lost his oldest son and his youngest, who was only six. Both good boys, he told me, who never gave any trouble. This Israeli minister wants a full inquiry, but claims it wasn't a civilian area.
Civilians are not there. I stood there. That's exactly what
minister,
was stated.
I stood there yesterday. This is an area where children pass to go to school. This is an area where people cultivate. I have stood there and I have seen it. Now, is it appropriate that a roadside bomb should be planted in this place?
That's exactly what will be investigated. That's exactly what will be investigated.
Even as he spoke, Palestinians say another child was killed in Gaza. They claim Israeli forces fired on these stone throwers, killing a 15-year-old called Wael. The army denies it.
If you look at the American coverage from the same day, you'd struggle to think of it as even the same event. The report practically blames the victims for their own deaths.
In Gaza, a Palestinian teenager was killed in a clash with Israeli troops following the funerals of five boys. They died Thursday when one of them kicked an unexploded tank shell.
There's antiseptic language, there's cleaned up language that does not show the human reality, the substance, and does not really show the inherent injustice in the situation.
It is possible for journalists and media outlets committed to independence and balance to show the humanity of both Israelis and Palestinians.
The army insists it only returned fire today when its troops were in danger, but it was two Palestinian teenagers who were killed. This mother lost her eldest son. Shadi Siam was just 18, deaf, unable to speak, unable to protect himself. Just like 6-year-old Sasha Surkin. Months ago, his family left Russia for Israel. Last Friday, they were victims of a suicide bombing attack. So far, Sasha hasn't asked for his father. Hospital staff believe inside he already knows he's dead.